Welcome to the Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. It is Saturday morning. College football Saturday. Michigan's about to start in about an hour and a half. I don't know how my mood will be when this game is over. Michigan Wolverines play the winless Penn State Nittany Lions. And I'll tell you what, whoever would have thought coming into this season that Michigan would be 2-3, Penn State would be 0-5. Surprised to say the least. That will not be a main topic of this show, thank goodness. But we will get into that. We'll get into all local Michigan sports today. Huge part of this show is attitude, culture, happiness, sadness, a lot of things. A lot of words that will describe the state of Michigan with college and professional sports. Before I get into that, I want to give a quick shout-out, because I think this is so important, the moments you spend with your children. I have one son, Jordan, and you know he is my life. Just, that little dude does things to me that I just never thought any other human could do. But that's the grace of God. I am so faithful and so thankful for the fact that I am a father, and it is the most important thing in my life besides the good Lord. And I am just on cloud nine when I get to have these moments with my son that are just priceless moments. I watched a documentary with my son last night. And the reason why I watched it is because I named my son Jordan. I am a crazy over-the-top Michael Jordan fan. Yes, I am one of those guys. This was my hero growing up. Most of the people my age, I'm 36. Ouch. You know, that's brutal to even saying it. Most people in their mid to late 30s or early 40s, we just had this crazy fandom attitude over Michael Jordan. We just could not watch this guy. And it's because he was just so great. It wasn't the fact, like, certainly the shoes were cool, but it was Michael Jordan, the player. And the reason why we loved him is because we knew when we watched him, he would do something spectacular. And he would do something that we wish we could do. It wasn't anything fake about it. He was just so amazing as a player that we just wanted to be like him. That led him to having nice clothes, having nice shoes. I had his cologne. His cologne wasn't even that good, but we just thought it smelled amazing because it was Michael Jordan's. So I'm watching this documentary. It was called Meeting Michael, and I want to give a shout-out to Adam Contrisk. I hope, Adam, I said your name correctly. I have never met Adam, but you know the power of the internet. You get to have conversations with people. He's from Ohio. I'm from Michigan. We shared a little laugh over that little rivalry. But what amazed me about the documentary was my son was so in tune with it. You know, he's about to be four. And I'm talking to him like, look at that guy. That's Michael Jordan, buddy. You know, like this is who your dad's hero was. And he's smiling and enjoying this moment with me. And it was just so great. And during the documentary, you know, Adam's children are in it, and that's what made it even better. It's just a really cool documentary. I wanted to shout it out because, look, I hope more of you will share it. I think we need more pure, professional, faith-driven, powerful messages, and we need pureness to be a part of our life now, especially in 2020. We need pure-hearted people, and that's the view I got of this documentary. It was pure. It was intelligent. It was funny, and it was about being a parent and about, you know, talking about your heroes and talking about people you look up to and having a passion for something like film or having a passion for little things that you learn through those passions. You know, I have a passion for basketball. I started loving the conversations that players have on the court. You get that with meeting Michael. I started learning how to conversate with the refs, and I love the conversations the players have with the refs. You get that with meeting Michael. You get to hear Phil Jackson yelling at Luke Longley the whole game because Adam is front and center on the floor. So, you know, long story short, Adam is front row. He was working for a radio station at the time. It's a great story. He gets a press pass. He's right there. And that was the game against the Cavaliers where the heckler was yelling at Michael and Michael just went off. It was just such a powerful documentary for me. If you're a pure basketball fan, if you're just a fan of pureness, you will enjoy that documentary. I mean, I think this is what we need to get back to. You know, and I think history always repeats itself. This is why I'm so glad I never changed. You know, I am who I am. I'm like a 90s guy, man. I can't get out of the 90s, I guess. You know, sometimes I even dress like the 90s, not the baggy pants. But I enjoyed that era because I felt like everybody that was known for being great at something really was great. There was really talent there. There was the ability that they had to master their craft. They had to study their craft. They had to, you know, typically go to school for it. And I'm not into the you have to be someone who gets a degree. I don't even have one. You know, I went to college. It didn't work out for me. I was a collegiate athlete. I played professional basketball. And I think you can take certain classes, though. You can do certain things to improve yourself. You know, I'm doing a podcast here. I want to get better at it. How do I get better at it? I learn from better people than me. I watch people, you know, on the internet, on certain shows, and I'm trying to improve myself. We have to get to that point in society where that's important to us, not watching things that just get our attention, but watching things that are going to make us better people, that are going to improve us, that are going to make us more professional, that are going to make us better at our craft. We have really lost touch with that. I'm telling you, I mean, I have been in a situation numerous times with millennials where the conversation doesn't even take place about how you can get better and improve your skill. And there's a lot of young people that want to be great and that are working their butt off. The point I'm making is not that. There's a lot of young people that are working really hard. It's the people controlling what's putting out there that need to answer these questions of why do you put that out there so much and why can't we broadcast things that are more powerful? Why can't we like, share, and comment more on things that are really, really positive in our society? We don't seem to do that very often. So meanwhile, I'm shouting out someone who has a really good documentary, which I think it's professional, and I really like it, and I think that it's just got good quality. Even when he didn't have a quality camera, it was quality. You know, it was just quality content. And I'm thinking this thing is going to have like 1.5 million people like me just going bananas. No, there's 1.5 million people per second liking a new dance move on TikTok. You know, that's the society we live in. Is that making us any better? I mean, like, look, I'm not knocking TikTok. It's fun sometimes. I had one at one point. But the point is, why can't we be more invested in things that actually make a difference in our society? Why can't we do that? Why is it so hard? And I think it's one word, it's fear. People are fearful that if they say something that's meaningful, no one will care. I think that's the fear we live in. It's always been that way. When you do the right thing, sometimes nobody notices. You have to do something extra. You have to have the bells and whistles. You have to have the Photoshop. You have to have the cool imagery. If you don't have that now, you're a nobody. That's the fear that most of us who are talented have. It's not a fear for me because I fear nothing. But it's something that crosses my mind, of course. Wow, I did a really cool drill in basketball. No one seems to like it. You know, I used to care. I really don't care if anybody likes it anymore. I'm doing it because I want to do it my way, and I believe I can help other people. And I've been very blessed and have helped a ton of people. Thousands of them, by the way. You know, I don't have a million views, but, you know, I have really made an impact on thousands of lives. I'm thankful for that. I'm blessed to even have that opportunity. But I definitely wonder why some things are more paid attention to. That's a question for you. Why? Why does it work that way? Why do certain things seem to be highly liked? I can't even think of the phrase for it because I don't know why anyone would like it, but why are they getting the viewership? What makes them special? These are the people that do something that has no substance, by the way. There's a lot of people on social media, you know, you on YouTube that just are very intuitive and just, I mean, the cooking shows, man. I go on YouTube, watch a cooking show, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can learn how to be a cook. This is fantastic. And those viewership totals should be high. I mean, you have a bunch of morons like me trying to cook, and then they learn how to cook from your channel. They deserve a gold star. I'm the microwave guy. But the things that are really getting the viewership that one that are troubling for me are the things like, you know, just a quick little dance that they learned, and then they do a goofy little saying, or they really just talk about nothing, but it may come off funny or weird or strange or off the wall, and it gets a ton of views. Look at this guy, he's walking down the street, he threw his newspaper at a guy, that was hilarious, 14 million views. These are the things that you don't want to do, by the way, young people. You don't need to be the guy walking down the street with the newspaper and throwing a hit someone. I don't know if that's ever happened, but you get my point. That's something that, you know, I was looking outside my window at the time when I said that, and you know, the male guy was walking away. So this that is just really exciting. Really exciting stuff, man. Those are the things you see on there. There's a guy who did a video, and I won't say it because I, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't have the rights to. All he did was said basically, "What the blank," and then said the guy's name, and then it just went viral. And I think I watched it 10 times. I said that was 10 times I could have watched something much cooler. But you know, that's what we do. These are the things that we do. We're so attached to goofiness, craziness, things that don't matter, beauty, anything that looks cool, visual, or sounds kind of funny, we're just into that stuff. And I just don't know why. I have no idea why. No clue. That leads me into something that's totally off topic. And that is Michigan football. Michigan football is a lot of bells and whistles. We fell for it for a long time. It's a brand. It's a product. It's a brand that a lot of people buy. It's a brand that they think they're getting something more, but you never do. You never do. You never do. And I talk about this because I was talking to that gentleman who had the amazing documentary that I loved. Again, Meeting Michael. Please watch it, guys. Please. It was fantastic. Watch it with your children. I loved it. If you're a Michael Jordan fan, you'll love it. If you're a basketball fan, you'll love it. If you're a purist, you'll love it. This gentleman's from Ohio. And it's funny what he said to me pertaining to Michigan. And I just said, you know, basically my statement to him was, thank you, you know, not much happiness comes out of Columbus, especially when you guys basically kick our can every year, which they do. And it's getting annoying, losing every year to Ohio State. You know, when it gets to this time, they're going to beat us. I'm really glad that I have a few more weeks to deal with and before we deal with them. This is typically the Saturday where Michigan plays Ohio State. I am really glad it's not today. I'm not ready for it. I'm really not. But we have to get to the point with Michigan football. Look, the propaganda isn't working. People aren't happy, but every year they sell it. They sell the propaganda. The only way you change things is if you don't pay for them. That's just how America works. Businesses go out of business when they don't sell, or they make changes with people. I'm not in the business of wanting people to get fired. You know, look, the coaches at these levels make a ton of money, so I know they'll be okay if they lose their job. So excuse me for not being really sensitive about the job of Jim Harbaugh or any of these guys for that matter, because they make way too much money to coach college sports. I just blown away how much money they make. I think it's ridiculous. I think pro sports is different. You have a franchise. You run it. You have a lot of money, you have, you know, your payroll goes up, you know, you've sold more, you've got more ticket sales, it's independent, you're going after each other, you're competing, you're a professional team, this is grown man, grown woman business, boom, this is not academics involved, this is professional sports. College sports, these coaches make too much money, they make way too much money for kids to come in who are not ready to play professional football or basketball, but these coaches are paid to make them that way. So guess what? Yes, when you're making $7.5 million a year and your football team stinks, you probably deserve a couple things being said about it. So when Don Brown comes out and says, well, I'm just blown away by the comments. You're blown away. You make $1 million a year. Your defensive backs can't cover very well. What's going on? This guy is going to get fired one day or retire one day, and he's going to live like a king. And he is being pushed by people who are buying the product. People like me who tune in and watch Michigan football are paying for this guy. We are paying for this gentleman. The more money we put into the University of Michigan ticket sales, merchandise sales, whatever it is, there's money just constantly being thrown into the University of Michigan. What are we getting back in return for our investment? Not very good football. And definitely not the truth, I'll tell you that much. Because the truth would be, this is a powerful football organization. They win multiple championships, and we should just keep spending money for it. Well, that's not what we're getting. It's not what we're getting at all. It's basically like the whole message I just sent earlier about when you go online and you watch this thing we keep liking and sharing, commenting on stuff that's really just not any good. And those people are getting rich off of it. That's exactly what Michigan football is. You're spending a lot of money on it. The coaches are making a lot of money because of us and the university that has all this extra money that's been thrown into it by donors and people supporting it. If 50% of those people just said, I am done giving you my money because your product stinks, the whole thing would have to change. The whole thing would have to change, guys. But it's not going to if we just keep throwing our money into it. I will not go to a Michigan football game in person when COVID's done until there's a new coaching staff, until there's a new direction, until I believe what I'm buying. I believe in the product. I believe that the people that they say, this team, we have young players, this is the fastest defense we've ever had, we're going to be great. Good sell, Don. Here's my money. Let's watch it. Oh my God, we look slow. You know, I mean, why lie? Why lie to us? Just tell us the truth. You know, here's a good, honest statement. I think we could be pretty good. I have no idea. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it's not sexy, and people will be like, oh my God, I can't believe Don Brown said that. He has no idea how good his team is. Well, it's much better than saying your defense is super fast and being slow. I mean, come on. Where are we? What world are we living if we actually start believing more and more that these people that talk about Michigan football, whether it's the coaches or the people writing about it, that are trying to get you to buy it, when will we just say, I don't believe anything that you're saying, because it's never true. Joe Milton was supposed to be an unbelievable talent. Urban Meyer is like, this dude is an unbelievable talent. He doesn't look like a Division I quarterback right now. Why? Why is that? Is Joe Milton just not that good, or do we just have no idea how to coach people? Why are we buying this? What are we doing with our money? Why are we giving it to these people? It is a constant lie. Constantly. We just keep going for it because we have passion for our team. I get it. You love your team. I love my team. I'm going to watch them today. But boy, oh boy, if we don't start telling the truth, our product will never change. It'll just be a myth. That's all it will be. It'll be like McDonald's hamburgers are fresh. No, they're not. They used to be in the 60s. When they actually made the meat right and it was really good, but it's rubber now. The food sucks. But people just keep buying it. We just keep buying it. It's a bad product. It's just a consumer product. Everyone buys it. Everyone knows what McDonald's is, and they just keep coming back. Oh, it's a fast day. I'm rushing. Oh, God, I just better get a double quarter pounder with cheese. I mean, oh, I'm hungry. You know, that's what Michigan football is. Oh, I have nothing to do on this Saturday, and I, you know, my God, I got to better just turn on the TV. It's on ABC. I mean, come on, ABC is a great channel. Let's watch it. I mean, you know, that's where we are, guys. Meanwhile, in Ohio State, they have culture. They have passion. They love football. When they say they got a great recruit, he comes and he plays great. When they say they expect to win championships to be in the college football playoff, you believe it because they make it. they make it there. When they say they have five-star players and you say this is one of the most talented teams we have, you believe it because when they go on the field, they look like one of the most talented teams you've seen there every year. We're not even close to that at Michigan because we have a fake product. We have a fake product. We just have a name. We're McDonald's. We're McDonald's. We make a lot of money. But Ohio State is five guys and the damn burgers are way better. And they've been better for a long time. We just keep going back to McDonald's. Life and Ball Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully Michigan can win and beat winless Penn State. Yippee, hooray. I'm out.